This is Annabelle Gillam's lecture entitled, Giving a Burden to the Lord. This lecture was recorded in Springfield, Missouri in 1978.
Many years ago, at a lay witness mission meeting, a lady came up to me and she said, I wonder, Annabelle, if you could help me. She said, my son, Steve, has rebelled against his dad and me. And she said, I've cried all I can cry. I've done everything I can do. I don't know what to do, and I'm just crushed. She showed me her Bible, tear stains in it. And I said, well, I don't know, Doris. I said, let's pray about it this afternoon. And if something comes up, if the Lord brings something to mind, why, we'll talk about it tonight when we get together. So that afternoon, as I was praying about it, the most simple little exercise came to my mind on how to give a burden to the Lord. And that night, when Doris and I were together, I shared it with her, and I said, would you like to do that? And she said, yes, I'd like to try it. So we went to the altar together by ourselves. We were there early. And such a peace and relief and comfort came to Doris that night that Bill and I both share this anytime we get a chance. I think of so many people who have realized from this something that they've been wanting for years and years. I think of one lady that sat in Bill's office, and as he shared this with her, she just broke down in sobs, and she says, and to think, I've carried my daughter for 32 years, and now I know how to give her to the Lord. I think of a lady in Grand Rapids, Michigan, who called me one night and talked to me about her son. They had just found a lot of pornographic literature in his room, and she was just crushed. And I shared with her how to give a burden, how to give her son, Jeff, to the Lord. How do you give a burden to the Lord? So many of us have burdens. Let me share with you the way that Bill and I have discovered that's so good. I said last night I'm simple-minded, and that's right. I like visual aids and like things I can do where I see that I've accomplished something. What's your burden? Maybe it's a marriage that's living in that blissful state of hell on earth, a rebellious son, someone that is just breaking your heart some way, some situation. Let me suggest to you how to give that to the Lord. Tonight when you get home, or tomorrow, you go to your place of prayer. Close the door, take the telephone off the hook. Be sure that you're not going to be disturbed. And then you kneel by your bed, and you start talking to the Lord about this problem. Only as you start, you lift your burden up to the Lord, just like this, with your elbows straight. And you start telling him all about your burden. Maybe it's a marriage. And even though you've told him many, many times before, you dredge it all up and tell him all about it again tonight, because this is the last time you're going to be talking to him about it. And you say, Lord, I've lived with this man or this woman for all these years. I've done everything I know to do, and still, oh Lord, I just hurt so bad. I have so wanted a home and always got the house, and so on. You go on and talk to the Lord about it, and your arms are going to begin to get tired. But you keep talking to the Lord about it until your arms are just about to break. As Bill says, let your arms hurt as bad as you've hurt. Let your arms hurt as bad as your emotions have hurt over the years. Until finally, you just cannot hold your arms up another single second. And you say, God, take it. I cannot carry it. And you drop your arms. And then you note the time, like 10:22. On March the 24th, 1978. And you jot that down on a piece of paper. And you say, at 10:22 on June 23rd, 24th, whatever it is, 1978, I gave my child, I gave my mother, I gave my marriage, I gave this to the Lord. And then right under that, you write, and he took it. And you underline that. And then you encase it in an envelope like this. Now, if you can, why carry this in your Bible? If it would be something that somebody might look at and wonder what it was, put it in a secret place. But some way or another, make a little correspondence card or something and put that date on it. And when somebody asks you what it is, say, oh, it's just something I got going here with the Lord and me. And any time the thought comes, any time Satan tries to strap that back on you, hey, shouldn't you worry about this? You say, no. I gave that burden to the Lord at 10:22. Here's evidence of it right here. And I am not going to take it back. God has that problem. Now, he will work through me. Oh, God uses you to minister to your husband or to your child. But you don't have the burden anymore. It's such a comfort to drop those tangles. It's such a comfort to drop that mess into his lap. And he can handle it. Let me close by sharing with you a little poem that illustrates this so beautifully. Wade's here somewhere tonight. I've lost him. But Wade's 10. I don't know anything about dolls especially, but I know a lot about cars. So let's say Wade brings a car to me and he says, Mom, my car is broken. And I look at it and I'll say, yeah, looks like the axle's bent on it. And I say, want me to try to fix it for you? Yes, ma'am. So I go out to the garage and I get the pliers. I come back in. Now, when Wade was little, I'd put him up on the cabinet where he could watch me work. Or I'd get down on my knees so he could see what I was doing. But before I'd start, I'd say, now, do you want me to fix it? Yes, ma'am. Well, then you're going to have to let me hold it in my hand. You can watch, but I've got to hold it. I remember the day that he was making a carrier, model airplane carrier. And when I left the kitchen, he was doing fine. But when I came back in, he had his arms around his model and his head down, and he was crying. And I said, Wade, what in the world is wrong? And he said, look, Mother. And he showed it to me, and he had been painting the lines on it. And instead of nice straight lines, they went this way. And he said, I ruined it. So I said, hey, I'm so good at fixing up mistakes. Would you like for me to help you with it? Yes. So I went out to the garage and got some gasoline and a rag and came back in. I said, now, do you want me to fix it for you? Yes. I said, okay, you're going to have to scoot it over here and let me work on it. Just as my child brings his broken toys with tears for me to mend, I took all my broken dreams to God because he was my friend. But then instead of leaving him in peace to work alone, I hung around and I tried to help with ways that were my own. At last I snatched them back and cried, how could you be so slow? What could I do, my child? He said, you never did let go.